This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the longtime Israeli leader. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Opponents of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a deal late Wednesday to form a new governing coalition, setting in motion the mechanism that would end Netanyahu's long hold on power. Opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett announced the deal shortly before a midnight deadline, thus avoiding what would have been a fifth election in just over 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will rotate as prime minister. Bennett will serve the first 2 years, with Lapid serving the final two. The deal is also historic because a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, would be the first Arab party to be part of a governing coalition in Israel. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset, Israel's parliament. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden says the United States needs to pull out all the stops to get more people vaccinated in coming weeks as he looks toward a self-imposed July 4th deadline, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
His goal is to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by Independence Day.
We're at 63% of adults with one shot.
So the president's calling June a month of action, highlighting ways of making shots more appealing to those who've resisted them so far. They include free game tickets, free child care, and free beverages.
Anheuser-Busch announced that beer is on them on July the 4th.
The company says it'll buy everyone 21 and over a round of beer once the 70% goal is reached, part of what the president calls an all-American summer of freedom and joy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Labor Organization has launched its new edition of the World Employment and Social Outlook Trends for 2021. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the COVID-19 pandemic is not just a health crisis, but is also an employment and human crisis that will have long-lasting ramifications.
The report finds the worst affected regions in the first half of 2021 have been Latin America and the Caribbean and Europe and Central Asia. It says global employment is expected to get better in the second half of this year, provided the pandemic does not worsen. Authors of the report warn, without a recovery strategy that specifically targets those groups hardest hit by the pandemic, the inequities that exist in the world will continue to worsen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A fire-stricken container ship carrying tons of chemicals sank off the coast of Sri Lanka Wednesday, setting off fears of an environmental disaster. The country's navy had attempted to tow the Express Pearl to deeper waters away from the coast, but the attempt was abandoned after several hours. The ship, carrying nearly 1,500 containers, including 25 tons of nitric acid and other chemicals, was anchored off Sri Lanka's west coast when a fire erupted after an explosion on May 20th. Flaming containers tumbled into the sea and plastic pellets from the ship washed up on the beaches in Sri Lanka. The government has suspended fishing along an 80-kilometer portion of the coast, a move that affects thousands of fishing boats. China's Huawei launched its Harmony operating system for smartphones on Wednesday, looking to recover from U.S. sanctions that have hobbled its mobile business. Huawei will start rolling out Harmony on selected smartphone models, offering users the chance to switch from the current operating system that's based on Google's Android platform. Huawei was put on a U.S. trade blacklist in May of 2019 because of national security concerns. The company has repeatedly denied it is a risk. Hall of Fame men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski has announced that next season will be his last at Duke University. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Mike Krzyzewski will step down at the end of the season. His successor will be former Duke player and associate head coach John Shire. Krzyzewski issued a statement Wednesday saying he and his family view the announcement as a celebration. The 74-year-old Krzyzewski has led Duke to 5 national championships, most recently in 2015. His 1,170 victories are the most in men's Division I basketball history. I'm Dave Ferry.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.